Goka Luka 2. Sahluko sesibili.
Luke chapter 2.
Kwathi ngalezo zinsuku kwaphuma isimemezelo kwaKhesari Augustu sokuba kubalwe izwe lonke.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
Lokho kubalwa kokuqala kwenziwe uKuriniyo engumbusi waseSyria.
The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria.
Bonke abaya kubalwa ilona lo emzini wakubo.
So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
Ngaye uJosefa, naye uJosefa wakhuphuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazarete waye eJudiya emzini kaDavid othiwa iBethlehem ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavid.
Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
Ukuyobalwa kanye noMaria owayemiselwe ukuba ngomkakhe ekhulelwe.
To be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
Kwathi-ke bese lapho zaphela insuku zokuba abelethe.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered.
Wazibula ngendodana wayembesa wayilalisa emkhombeni ngokuba abantula indawo endlini yezihambi.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Kwakhona belusi kulelo zwe ababehlezi enhle belinda umhlambi wabe busuku.
Now they were in the same country shepherds living out of, in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Ingelosi
yenkosi yema phambi kwabo, inkazimulo yenkosi yabakhanyisa nxa zonke besaba ngokwesaba okukhulu.
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Ingelosi yathi kubo, ningasabi ngokuba bhekani nginibikele izindaba ezinhle zokuthokoza okukhulu okuza kuba kubantu bonke.
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people."
Ukuthi nizalelwe namuhla umsindisi onguKristu, inkosi emzini kaDavid.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Ngalokho kwisibonaka kuyisiboniso kini ngiyakufumana umntwana embesiwe lele emkhombeni.
And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Masinyane kwaba khona okanye nengelozi uqaba lwebandla lasezulwini lumdumisa uNkulunkulu luthi.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
"Udumo kuNkulunkulu kweliphezulu nokuthula emhlabeni kubantu abathokozelwe nguye."
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Kwathi ukuba zimuke kuba izingelozi ziye ezulwini abelusi bakhuluma bodwa bathi asihambe manje size sifike eBethlehem sibona leyo nto eyenzekileyo inkosi esazisile yona.
So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known."
Bephuthuma bafika bafumanisa uMaria noJosefa nomntwana olele emkhombeni. Sebebonile balanda ngalelo zwi ababetshelwe lona ngalomntwana.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And they, when they'd seen him, they were made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child.
Bonke abezwayo bamangala ngokukhulunywe kubo engabe ingelosi.
And all those who heard marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Kepha uMaria wagcina onke lawo mazwi ezindla ngawo enhlizweni yakhe.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
indabe mangalisayo le.
It's an amazing story.
Indabe esimanga.
It's wonderful.
Indaba ka Jesu enye indaba ayikho computer ayikho awukho internet. Nina entsabuka lokho nthokoziswa ilokho uJesu animazi. Anikahlangani naye. Ngiyantshela namhlanje nisaba headed.
There's nothing anywhere in the world, nothing even on the internet, which you can compare to the story. If you are more interested in the internet than this, you don't know what it's all about. You are lost.
Manje indaba yethu iyaqala ngesimemezelo esaphuma kuKesari August.
Now the story starts with that decree that went out from Caesar Augustus.
Inomoya ngcwele aqale ngale ndaba. Sinandabani noKesari wase Roma.
Why does the Holy Spirit start with this particular point? Because we can say, what has Caesar Augustus got to do with it? He was one of the worst heathens.
Kodwa kuyindaba emnandi indaba eyisimanga ukuthi kuphathwe lo muntu.
But this is amazing that he should be mentioned.
Kanti empeleni ukuze uJesu azalelwe eBethlehem kukenxa yakhe uAugustu uKesari waseRoma.
It was through his doing that Jesus ended up being born in Bethlehem.
uKesari Augustu. uAugustu bekungesilona igama lakhe.
Caesar Augustus. Augustus wasn't his real name.
Ube namagama abaningi.
He had many names.
O wamukelwa ebukhosini, wakhulela khona. Uma ke esengukhesari, waba ukhesari oqala ngqa.
He just grew up, he was accepted into the royal household, grew up there, and later he became Caesar. He was the first one.
He was the very first Caesar in this world. Ubemkhulu basebethi hayi ayigama lakho Octavianus nani alimfanele ngoba lo muntu umkhulu ufanele ukuthi uhlahlonishwe njengonkulunkulu.
They said all his other names, Octavius and whatever other name they said, they weren't good enough. He should be honored as a god.
Ubebusa wonke umhlaba jikelele.
And he ruled the earth.
Wonke umuntu kufanele ukuthi alalele yena izwi eliphuma emlonyeni liyalalelwa. Ukwemkhulu nokunoshaka ushaka kubengelutho. Umhlaba wonke jikelele.
He was truly great in earthly terms and he had to be obeyed.
Ebusa emhlabeni wonke uyena uking umkhulu.
So he ruled the world at that time.
Manje uma isekuleso sikhundla wathi hayi ngifuna ukubala umhlaba.
And so as he was in that position, he then passed this decree that a census should be held.
Waze wabhala wasayina ukuthi mina Kesari August
So it was written into law. A decree was passed that the whole world should be now counted. A census should be held. He had hundreds of thousands of soldiers in his army. They say he had a spectacular palace. They refer to it as the palace of gold. It was splendor second to none, inside and out.
Uyambona uSathane wamlinga uJesu wambonisa ubukhazikhazi bomhlaba wamkhombisa neRoma ubukhazikhazi inkazimulo yamehlo. Inkazimulo yenkanuko konke bekukhona okwezwe yena engumhedeni phaqa.
At that time, you remember when the Lord Jesus was tempted by the devil, he also showed him the splendor of the world and all the lusts of the eyes and of the flesh, even the glories of Rome.
Roma belaziwa ngalokho.
Rome was known for that.
Manje uKesari usethi hayi mina ngifuna ukubala bonke abantu. Ngifuna ukuthi bazi ukuthi banhloboni banamalini bakhokhene income tax.
Now Caesar wanted the census held that he could get an idea of how many people there were and also what they possessed and obviously ultimately how much income tax he can get out of them.
Bekuyintyokala nga emhlabeni wonke jikelele ukuba kwenziwe lento.
It was the first time that such a thing was ever done.
Akazi lutho ngeBhayibheli, akazi lutho ngezwi leNkosi, akamazi uJesu, akazi lutho ngaye, akazi lutho ngoNkulunkulu. Uzibona yena emkhulu kunezinto zonke.
He knew nothing about the Bible or the Word of God and what the prophets had written. He knew nothing about God at all. He knew nothing at all about that, about spiritual things. And then he passed this law and said, woe if someone doesn't comply. Everyone in his kingdom had to go through the census. Joseph and Mary at that time were Nazareth. And it was time for her to be delivered. Now the Bible had specifically said that the baby would be born in Bethlehem. But they were Nazareth.
Uma ingane ibizozalelwa eNazareth bese ngalahla iBhayibheli lencwadi ngaba incwadi yamanga noNkulunkulu bezoba namanga.
Had he been born in Nazareth, we could have discarded the Bible, thrown it away and said it's a book of lies, there's no truth in it.
Joseph no Maria balungisele ekhaya bazi ukuthi ingane yozalwa kanti uNkulunkulu wathi hayi eNazareth indodana yami iyozalelwa eBethlehem.
So Mary and Joseph were in Nazareth preparing for the arrival of the child and not realizing what God's plan was. And God said, no, the child needs to be born in Bethlehem, not Nazareth. Joseph wouldn't have been prepared to do that to his wife, to go all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
20-25 uhamba ngenyawo. Umuntu osenzima, umuntu osezobeletha, ahamba ibanga elingaka, insuku ngaphezu kwensuku ezintathu uhanjwa ngenyawo. UMaria enje.
It was about a 25-hour journey, non-stop, to get there. So you can imagine it would have taken them a few days just to get there, and she was in that condition.
Na ile nkosi isishaya umthetho wonke umuntu. Hayi emzini wakubo ayobalwa khona bathi awu nayi indaba kodwa lenkosi injani. Hey, bayahlupa abantu bepolitiki.
Now here we find then this king, Caesar, passing this decree. Now one could have said, well, what a nuisance. What do the politicians, what are they getting up to now? They're just always full of nonsense. What do they expect from us now again?
Kanti uNkulunkulu osezulwini uyabona ukuthi nakho konakala bo. OJosefa noMaria abazi ukuthi lengane ifanele ukuthi izalelwe eBethlehem.
All the time God in heaven noticed what was going on and he realized that things going normally, the child will be born in Nazareth. Ziningi
izinto ezibhalwe eBhayibhelini asizazi, asithathi notice lutho sazi nokuthi kuseBhayibhelini.
Many things are written in the Bible, we're not even aware of them.
Alekhe kamane lodwe lingenamsebenzi eBhayibheli. Konke kuliqiniso. Ngishilo ukuthi uma kukhona izwe lodwe lingafezeki, kungaba ibhuku lamanga.
And yet every word has meaning and is meant to be there. And as I said, if there was one word that didn't go into fulfillment, then the Bible could be disregarded.
Aige basuka baqonda khona abanakwenza lutho lenkosi inkosi yamakhosi yalalelwa uAugustu.
So they had no option. They were forced to go to Bethlehem because Caesar had spoken.
Ayi basuka bahamba.
So off they went.
UNkulunkulu wabavikela, uNkulunkulu wabagcina, uNkulunkulu wabanabo ngoba phela kuyindodana yakhe iyozalwa intombi nto ayikazithinto indoda.
So they went because the child needed to be born there, born of Mary, that virgin who had never had any contact with a man.
Basuka ke baya khona bafika eBethlehem bafika kusekahle.
So they got to Bethlehem in time.
Hayi uma befika khona bacela indawo.
When they got there they asked for a place to stay.
Bantula indawo bathi indawo ayikho.
The people just turned them away. They said there's no place.
Ukuthi basho ukuthi indawo ayikho ngani na?
Why did they say there's no place?
Singathi ngoba begcwele beqhamuka yonke indawo abaluhlanga luka David ikho kwagcwala nokuthi indawo ingabikho ngenxa yalokho.
We could say, can we say it was because the tribe was great, the descendants of David, and there was just no place because of the huge number of people arriving? No.
Kungenzeka kodwa mina ngiboni.
Well, perhaps there's something. Ukuze
bantule indawo bathi indawo enje babona uJoseph umuntu ompofu. Babona uMaria empofu. Ehamba ngenyawo. Bebona abantu abangelutho kanti no Maria ukhulele.
When they looked at this couple, they saw that they were obviously not people of means, a poor couple, and they looked at Mary in that condition and they just couldn't see how they can take
mhlambe basho nokuthi hey mhlambe abanayo imali yokhokha.
And maybe they thought they would obviously not be able to pay either for the accommodation. And they just weren't prepared to convert their room into a labor ward either. They said, no, we can't do this. But then they pointed them to the stable. They said, there's a place.
Kuthiwa isitebela leso bekumgodi ophansi inkomo ikhapu imbuzi zihlale khona.
Now they say the stables at that time were usually underground. That's where the cattle and the sheep were kept.
But hayi asinandawo ngaphandle kokuthi niye lenzansi esitebeleni.
They said we have no place for you unless you go into the stable.
UMaria noJoseph bahamba but sibona kubonga kona lokho ngoba besohlala ehlathini phansi kwenkanyezi nenyanga salise sibonga lento.
Mary and Joseph accepted it gratefully. They said rather in the stable than just outside under the stars.
Akho masosha akho kolite akufani nenqaba kaAugust.
It's far from a palace. There no, it's not like the palace of Augustus, and there were no soldiers around. All the splendor was not there. It was dirty, the dung all over. With hay. And that's where they went.
Uma kade befika nenqola enamahasha isithupha befika begqoke zobukhosi. Awu befika ngeBM befika ngeMercedes befika uzothi hayi 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 nakho kufika isikhulu akuphume phumani Phumana. Kodwa laba bantu bampofu noma benje uMaria emuhle kodwa bathi hayi khona. Ningaya khona esibayeni.
The innkeeper, when he saw them, he said, sorry, I can't help you this time. But had they arrived in a chariot with six horses and with an escort and their BMW or their Mercedes, then you would have he would have made a plan.
Now,
Now they, like many today, could have complained and said, oh, well, just because it's us, because we are poor, that's why we have to sleep in the stable and not in the inn. So down they went into the stable. And they looked around there and then they found a corner where they could make themselves comfortable. And Mary probably commented and said, I think the child's about to arrive. It's around the corner. And Joseph looked around and saw the hay, and he said, well, let's take some of this and put it in the manger and prepare a place. And then the child arrived. There was
no...
There was no midwife, no doctor, no nurse. She was still very young and inexperienced. And Joseph the same. He had been faithful. He had had no relationship with any girl before.
Wabekwa uhoyi. UJosepha wazama ukudala umbhede.
So he tried the best he could, making that bed
okay.
Trying to make it so that the hay would not hurt the child. And they tried to keep the sheep and the cattle one side and they on the other side.
When dlalwingubo kulungiswa indawo nangempela.
And so he prepared as best he could, and then the child was born. The son was born.
UMaria watata imkhwintshwa inayo neyingubo wayisonga songa ingane wayisonga embese ingane ukuthi ingagodoli ingahlatshwa uhoyi wamlalisa khona.
And Mary wrapped the child as best she could with what she had, just that the child would be comfortable in that hay.
UJosepha akakhali, akanabo ubuso obubi, njengamaKristu, uma kungahambi njengokuthanda kwabo, umlomo ubuyimbaka, khonona. Hawu, kodwa ke, sahlupheka kangaka, sehlelwa yilokhu nalokhu. Into udodi wabazalwane banamuhla.
And Joseph wasn't like many Christians today who would have sulked and moaned and complained because things hadn't gone the way he had expected. But that
Bayabukano Joseph no Maria Baybugingane Ameshabat Anamatelenganini.
But Mary and Joseph were overjoyed. Their eyes were fixed on this child.
Aye. Kuthi besahleli kanamba belusi belusi inkomo ayi nabanini bezimvu abantu abaqashiwe abantu abasebenza itoho abantu aba
And then unexpectedly the shepherds arrived. Not even the owners of the sheep, but just the shepherds who had been hired to look after the sheep. But the amazing thing is these shepherds were believers. They served and feared God. Now you can say, where did you read that? It's not written anywhere in the Bible. That's just a fairy tale. No, it's not a fairy tale. The archangel was sent to those shepherds to direct them to Bethlehem. Now the angel's clothing was shining more than brighter than the sun. His face like lightning. There was a bright light all around them, far brighter than outside here today. They were struck with fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid.
Ngoba nginibikele indaba emnandi enkulu eyothokozisa umhlaba wonke."
Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy for all people.
Nginibikele izindaba ezinhle.
This is good news I bring.
Zokuthokoza okukhulu.
Of great joy.
Ngoba nizalelwe namuhla umsindisi.
For there is born to you this day a Savior.
Kade bemlindele umsindisi belinde uMesiya. Mhlawumbe nasekuluseni kwabo bebexoxa abantu basezweni, amantombazana akhuluma ngabafana. Bakhuluma ngabafana. Akunjalo amantombazana. Ninjalo ke nini enibolile. Abafana futhi bakhuluma ngeyintombi eyibonile leyo ntombi. Sizothini? Ubufebe bunjalo.
They were expecting.
Isizwe sonakeleyo sinjalo. Kodwa laba bantu balibele kwasezulwini. Mhlawumbe bebethandaza futhi bethi, "Ah, uNkulunkulu, sizoni thina? Sidinga uMesiya ozosindisa."
They were expectantly waiting for the Messiah to come. And they probably spoke about it and prayed for it. Not like many young people today when they're together. They are rotten. Boys speaking of girls and girls speaking of boys. It's because they are rotten. But not these people.
Kwehlisa ingelozi ezingamamiliyoni. Uquqaba lwasezulwini lukhulu.
And as they were there out in the field speaking, suddenly, and as the angel spoke, there was a huge heavenly host, probably millions of angels, because the hosts of heaven are huge.
Ayikho ingelozi efuna ukuhlala ezulwini. Ileyo naleyo ufuna ukuthi ngiye emhlabeni iyobona isimanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu usezoba umuntu.
But there was such rejoicing in heaven that the angels couldn't contain themselves. They didn't even want to stay in heaven. They wanted to get to earth to see this marvelous thing that had happened, that God had become man.
Zakhuluma ingelozi. iBhayibhele lithi zaqula, sazi ukuthi zaqula yini, kodwa kuthiwa zakhuluma. Kazi ukuthi leyo ndaba yezwakala kanjani. Awucabanga. Alikho ikhwaya elifana nalo. La ikhwaya. Amakhwaya ethu. Kwezinye ikhathi khona nabantu abayisivivi. Abantu abangayiphileli iNkosi. Abantu abaqomanayo. Kodwa abangcwele bodwa basezulwini behlile befuna ukubona lethi simanga uNkulunkulu wabo umdali wabo abamkhothamelayo usehlile emhlabeni ngenxa yabantu uzoba indodana kaNkulunkulu ukuba asindise abantu.
And this was an amazing choir, like no other choir on earth. Here we often have choirs, even in church, they sing. And then there can be some choir members, they're involved in relationships. They don't live a holy life, yet they sing in the choir. But this is a holy choir, heavenly choir. They were singing these praises to God because their Creator, the one who they worshipped continuously, had now gone to earth to save mankind. They said, glory to God.
This is Waba umuntu. Waba nekhala njengathi. Waba nezinwele ekhanda njengathi. Waba nezandla njengathi. Waba njengenyawo. UNkulunkulu umdali wezulu nomhlaba. Ufikile ukuzobona. Uzokuzoba inyama efana nenyama yethu. Izingelozi zathi hayi nathi lini izulu alilutho siya eBethlehem siya emhlabeni sizobona leso simanga.
This was God's day, and the angel said, we cannot stay in heaven. We're off to Bethlehem. We want to see this amazing thing that has happened, where God has become man, taken on flesh like we are here today.
Nkulunkulu inyama ngenxa yabantu eyosindisa abantu. Hayi ke asikwazi ukusala la siyathinteka abafana abantu noma kwisikhathi sokusonta bangaye emsontweni basihlale emaroundini bahambe beyobona ingulube behamba bezobona ezinye izinto bathi siyahamba. Nathi sifuna ukubona leso simanga ukuthi lo Jehova esimkhothamelayo kuthiwa usengumuntu usezonqela ibele lomuntu uNkulunkulu owadala ibele owadala owesifazane usezoya abe odaliwe kukho konke lokhu.
The angels were deeply moved by this event. Not like many people today. When God does something, even when there's a service, they stay in the rondavel, they go and look at the pigs rather. They don't even come to the service. But these angels said, such an important event, such a great thing happening, we've got to go down and see this miracle.
Ethanda abantwana babantu.
They said,
"Uthezingelosi uyakhona, but asihambe siyobona lesi simanga."
They said, "Praise be to God, God who is love, who loves man so much that he came down to earth."
Bamdumisa uNkulunkulu kuleli hlanzi laseBethlehem.
And they praised God there in this wilderness, which was Bethlehem. They said, glory to God and peace on earth.
Kubantu uNkulunkulu athokoziswe ibona nabantu abathokozelwa le ndaba.
And goodwill toward men, those who rejoice about this.
And
the angel said, don't fear. This is good news we bring to you, and this is for all men.
Look at Bethlehem. Tina Silap, eNingizimu Afrika, la ekugcineni, la kwele khona amazimu.
Now this happened in Bethlehem. We right down here, the southernmost tip of Africa.
UNkulunkulu uthume indodana yakhe yena qobo lwakhe uwehlile ezulwini ukuba kube khona ukuthokoza kubantu bonke beka khona abantsundu khona amakhalate khona amantiya thina sonke sikude kangaka kodwa siyathokoza.
So God came, and he came for all of us, every single one. It's enough reason to rejoice. And no matter what background, what nationality we are, God has come for us all. And that's why we all gathered here today.
Ngoba lo mntwana le ndodana ingumesiya, ingumsindisi, iyosindisa izoni ezonweni zabo, sibe nokuthethelelwa.
For this child is the Savior, and he has come to save us from our sin, that we can be forgiven our sin. You rejoice greatly when you receive something big.
Babona ukuthi sonke siyoqwila manje sonke siyokufa bese qhamuke sini isikepe esikhulu size ke likhulu ijubane size kuthwa phumani la kulesi ningena kuleso nisindiswe ukuthi ngeke bathokoze laba bantu.
Just imagine if you were on an ocean liner, passenger liner, with thousands of people on board. And it strikes a rock and that ship starts sinking. Everyone is doomed. And then another ship arrives. And everyone, and to save to the last person on that ship, wouldn't those people rejoice?
Bayo thokoza, bayo kuma. Bathi onkulu, keke baxoxe ezinye izindaba. Ubani ongakhuluma, cabanga intombi noma umkakhe noma ingane zakhe. Uzojabula, ngisindile.
Surely they would rejoice greatly. And if you had been on that ship, you wouldn't be able to talk about anything else. You'd forget about the boys and the girls and everything else. You would just rejoice and tell the story of your salvation. They've been saved from sure death.
Noma ijele likhulu gcwele abantu abayiziboshwa beboshwa iminyaka bezodilikelwa ijele bese qhamuka umuntu nokhiya avule angene ephumani ngiyanikhulula nonke bangaphumpathi hey sasinda sasindiswa ngeke bathokoze phoke wena osesikepeni esiqwilayo izono ososezonweni zakho usejele uyodilikelwa ijele uye esihogweni nangu umntwana usefikile uyovula uyovula umsindisi umesiya ufikile noma abantu angasinda aphume bangaphuma abantu bagxume.
If you were in a prison, imprisoned for life, no way of getting out, and someone comes and opens the door and says, you are free now, wouldn't you rejoice? Well, isn't there reason to rejoice? If you had been on the ship of sin that is sinking, and the Savior comes and he saves you, he sets you free, shouldn't you rejoice?
Bengifunda iphepha. AbakwaIsrayeli banabantu basePalestina. Amajele agcwele. Agcwele ilaba bantu. AmaJuda athi asibadedele abanye. Angazi ukuthi ikhulu yini amashumi awu-80 bawadedela bathi nikhululiwe ningaya ekhaya. Ngibona isithombe elinye iSulumane ligone linye likhali nembezi. Hawe zande zinyembe zokuthokoza. Nisindile, sisindisiwe, kuleli jele.
I read an article about some Palestinians that were released from prison by the Israelis, and I think it was about 180 of them, and you could see on the photograph where these prisoners went out rejoicing, and the one was weeping and embracing another. Why was he weeping? Because he had been set free.
Hardened. cruel Palestinians, crying like a baby on the shoulder of another. Strong men, they've been saved. Young men, are you saved? Are you saved and you still look at rubbish, things from hell? It doesn't fill your heart. You don't rejoice. Have you cried because of salvation? Because Jesus has forgiven you your sins? Because he set you free? Have you? Then I want you to know, if you haven't, you're a raw heathen, worse than Augustus. Noma uyindoda enamandla, uthokoze, ujabule, uJesu agcwalise inhliziyo yakhe. Hayi, abantu bethu namhlanje abezwa lutho. Lutho, lutho, lutho ngoJesu. Nabasha bethu abezwa lutho ngoJesu. Bafuna ukuyihambela izindlela zabo. Bakhuluma izinto zabo.
But today people are not moved by the fact, by what the Lord Jesus did for them. They call themselves Christians, but it does nothing to them. It doesn't move them. They feel nothing for it. A person is depressed. He has no joy year after year. You haven't experienced Christmas.
Awazi ukuthi uKhisimusi uyini. UKhisimusi uguqula inhliziyo yomuntu. Uphuma ijele, usinde esikepeni sezono. Uyajabula. Uyajabula. Uyathokoza. Uyahuba la enhlizweni. Uyaxula. Ngo Jesu wakho, uma kungenjalo, ngiyakutshela namhlanje, ungumuntu kaSathane.
You don't know what Christmas means. Christmas meaning that you've been saved from that sinking ship, out of that prison where you would have rotted in. That is what it means, where you have that joy in your heart. And if you haven't had that, then you still belong to the devil.
Even if you're a white man or a black man or whatever kind you are, even if your parents are preachers, you are doomed and damned. You're a child of the devil. Go the way you like. But we don't go with you. You're going to hell.
Noma abazali bakho bangaba bafundisi, kodwa uma ungakahlangani nakho, ulahlekile ubheke esihogweni.
Uma usunayo uJesu, ayikho intokozo ozoba nayo.
You've experienced the Lord Jesus. That's the greatest joy you'll have ever known.
Zabonga ingelosi. Wena usuqambile iculo. Wena usuyahuba. Usuyabonga umthumisi uNkulunkulu. Ngokusithumela uMesiya. Asindise. Ngikulinganisele ngesikepe.
The angels sang, they had a song on their hearts. Do you have a new song on your heart? Do you know what to sing about praising God? I've tried to compare it with that ship or that prison. What else do you need that I try and illustrate it to you?
Musanu kwesaba, thokozani.
Do not be afraid. Be filled with joy. Rejoice. We've brought you glad tidings for all men. Have you experienced that joy yet? That it fills your heart?
Awu umayizingelozi sesisebenzile umsebenzi wabo. Seziphindele ezulwini abelusi batha asiphuthume hayi ukuthi sihudule umuntu ahambe ngube ngathi ugcwele umthofu ezinyaweni.
When the angels had finished their work, they returned to heaven, and the shepherd said, let us go at once to Bethlehem to go and see. They didn't drag their feet as though their feet were full of lead.
Bagijima. Bathi nizobona umntwana esongwe ngengubo.
They ran. And the angels had said to them, you'll find the child, the baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Bahambe bamthola ngazi ukuthi bamthole kanjani.
They found the child. I don't know how.
Abamtholanga ku number 5 hotel.
They didn't find him in a 5-star hotel. Abantu
abaphansi labantu abampofu.
These were poor.
Basuke baze bafika. Bemfika nangu Josepha nangu Maria nangu umntwana usongiwe njengokuba sabikelwa.
They were poor people, and that's how they found them. Mary and Joseph and the child, they found them as the angels had told them.
Bahlangana nomsindisi, bahlangana noMessiah, basindiswa, bambona lowo obasususela izono zabo, bakhohlwe izono zabo, bakhohlwe ububi babo, bebona lenkazimulo.
And there they came, and there they beheld and met their Savior, who had come to take away the guilt of their sin and their burden of sin. They saw something wonderful.
Ukuthi uyozalelwa eBethlehem. Uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu umkhulu kangakanani, akahlulwa lutho. Akahlulwa lutho noma wena ubona sekonakele, uNkulunkulu uphethe stealing. Uyena odrivayo. Awu, kodwa uba nondle uNkulunkulu.
Augustus wasn't there. He was in his palace. He wasn't experiencing all this, and yet God had used him as an instrument to direct him and his thoughts so that his will be fulfilled, even though he didn't know why.
And God is ukuthi indaba kaNkuluNkulu, amazwi kaNkuluNkulu ashaya phansi indaba kaNkuluNkulu amanga lencwadi, incwadi yamanga, cha bonke abantu bangaqambi manga kodwa alikhizwe lodwa alishaye eceleni kule ncwadi.
God is great and his word is true. There's not one word in this Bible that has no meaning.
Uma uNkulunkulu ebona ukuthi akusahamba kahle, akuhambi kahle, angathinta noAugustu inkosi engakholwa umhedeni ukuze kufezeke kahle lokho kushiwo uNkulunkulu. Ashaya umthetho uthi hayi la dingeke eBethlehem.
If God sees that things aren't going according to his eternal plan, he can use anyone and he can direct even that heathen king's thoughts so that he passes a law so that God's eternal plan goes into fulfillment.
Verse 16 kuthiwa baphuthuma bafika bafumanisa uMaria noJosepha nomntwana elele emkhombeni.
In verse 16, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Sebebonile balanda ngalelozwi ababetshelwe lona ngalomntwana. Bahluleka ukuthula. Uma usumbonile uJesu uyahluleka ukuthula. Awukwazi ukuthula nendaba engaka.
Now when they'd seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Once they'd experienced this and experienced the child, they could not keep quiet. They made it widely known. You cannot keep quiet when you've experienced him. All who heard the story were amazed.
Baphuma. Uma sebeqedile. Baya manje edilobheni eBethlehem, umuzi nomuzi nomuzi. Abakwazi ukuthula, kumele ukuthi babatshele abahlangane nakho.
The shepherds couldn't keep quiet. They went from one house to the other. They couldn't keep silent about what they'd experienced.
Thina sinoJesu, singathula yini
Umuntu uthula ngoba khona uSatan laphakathi. UMr. David ulakuwe.
Kodwa noma ungesiyumfundisi noma ungesiyumvangeli uma khona uJesu akwazi ukuthula ngalomntwana nangalezi zindaba ezimangalisayo azenzayo uNkulunkulu phansi komthunzi welanga.
If this child is born in our hearts, we'll never be able to keep quiet. You can only keep quiet because Mr. Devil is in your heart, not the Lord. But we will rejoice greatly if he's in our lives, and we will not be able to keep silent about him or the marvelous things he has done.
Ubonile uMesiya lo okuthethelela izono, lowo osula iziduko zakho, lowo osula impilo yakho endala onamahloni ngayo namhlanje.
For you have seen the Messiah, the Savior, the one who forgives your sins, who wipes out your past.
Niyazi kudala kuthiwa bekhona umuntu wase-Afrika wezwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabelungu uthethelela izono.
They say long ago there was someone in Africa who heard that the white man's God forgives sin.
Wafuna manje ngoba ubehlushwa izono zakhe engenakho ukuthula la. Engenayo intokozo.
Now he had a huge burden
of sin.
He had no joy. He had no friends. Because the devil was in his life. But if the Lord's in your life, you'll have lots of friends.
I hope that you English-speaking people have heard that. Don't blame others. You are to be blamed. Because you're still allowing the devil in your heart. Out with him.
Ungalokhu ukukhomba abanye ukuthi bona bakwenza nzima. Keep uSatan uzobona.
Lo muntu wathi kodwa ngizofika kanjani eNgland? Zofika kanjani eNgland? Wahamba waye eBay.
And this man said, how will I can I get to England to find out more? And off he went to the harbor.
Ehamba kulitheku la kubo. Uma yisefika ethi ngiyacela ukuthi ningiphathe ngifuna ukuya England.
When he got to the harbor, he went there and spoke to people and said, please help me get to England.
But you'll imali.
He said, well, you'll have to pay.
What am I? He
said, I can't pay a fare.
What got on zosebenza, nzokolopa panzi, nzo clean my toilet. Nzosebenza. He said, figure in London.
He said, I can't pay for my fare, but I'm prepared to work on the ship. I'll do the cleaning the toilets, any job, just get me there.
Wathi kulungile.
They said, okay.
Wathola umsebenzi esikepeni.
So he got his job on the ship.
Skepe sasafika England, London.
And they got to London eventually.
Wabonga.
He was thankful.
Wehla esikepeni.
When he disembarked,
izinsuku ezu 8. Ehla enyuke London esitaladini ekhuluma nabelungu ethi uphu uNkulunkulu wenu olithethelela izono.
For 8 days after he had disembarked from that ship, he went up and down in London speaking to different people saying, please tell me where I can find your God who forgives sin.
For 8 days from morning till night, asking one white man after the other, a woman, where's your God who forgives sin? And in 8 days, there wasn't one. One, even if he's got a white curly, who could tell him about the God who forgives sins. What a shame. What a disgrace to the Londoners.
Emva kwensuku ezi-8 ubengakatholi noyedwa, ngisho noyedwa omhlophe ubekwazi ukumtshena ngalo uNkulunkulu othethelela izono. Ihlazo lelo.
Because, ngani? Ngoba uMesiya akekho la. Uzalelwe emkhombeni, kodwa akekho la enhlizweni yakho.
It's because the Messiah wasn't in the heart. He had been born there in that stable, lying in the manger, but he was not in the heart.
Ngoba ukasuselwe izono, usahlele izonweni, usabhukuthe izonweni, unjengengulube obishini lodaka.
Because you haven't confessed your sin. Your sins haven't been forgiven. You're like a pig still wallowing in its mud.
Umnigro, wafike London.
8 days. And they didn't know what to say. Cursed people. Damnable people.
Efuna. Etingfuna unkulunkulu wenu.
Ay, abelusi bamthola. Baphuma. Babatshela abantu. Babatshela. Ngalokho abahlangane nakho.
The shepherds sought him and they found him. And then they couldn't keep quiet. They went and they shared what they had experienced with others.
Babuya ke abelusi bemdumisa bembonga kuverse 20 uNkulunkulu. Ngakho konke abakuzwileyo nabakubonileyo.
Then the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Ngalokho kwakukhulunyiwe kubo.
As they had been told.
Umaria kwakubamba konke. Wakufaka enhlizweni.
Now Mary took all this to heart. She kept it in her heart.
Umfazi angaba muhle, kodwa angaba mubi futhi. Kodwa anoba njengoMaria.
A woman can be terrible, but can be wonderful too. And I hope that you will be like Mary.
Khisimusi! Niyayibona nje indaba kaKhisimusi ukuthi inhle kanjani inkulu kangakanani isimanga sezimanga.
Do you realize what Christmas is? How wonderful, how great this story is. It's the greatest story.
Bamangala beyibona ingane. Thina siyamangala yini ngokufika kukaJesu.
And they marveled about this child.
Izono zethu asiguqula senze sibe ngabantu abasha. Sihamba umhlaba sibatshele.
They marveled about this child. Does it make you marvel what this child has done? Have you experienced it? And it makes you marvel that you just want to go out and tell the world?
Friends, I forgot now. I'm a bit older than what I was yesterday. When the first man put his foot on the moon, when he arrived there, I've forgotten. A few hours, not days, was less than a day. After some hours, the whole world knew about it. America has sent their men. The first man has arrived, put his foot on the moon. And it's 2,000 years that Jesus came into this world. And there are still millions of people, maybe billions, that don't know that the Savior has come to save us from our sins, to set us free.
Lapho kufika umuntu oqala enyangeni, akuthathanga amahora amaningi, umhlaba wonke wayesezwile ukuthi kukhona umuntu osebeka unyawo enyangeni. Kodwa manje sengaphezu kwa 2,000 years uJesu efikile ezosindisa
izolweni. UNkulunkulu efikile efana nathi elibeka unyawo lwakhe la. Kodwa abaningi mhlambe nabanye abakini abakazi. You still there thinking of going to university, thinking to go there. Have you come to tell them that the Savior has come? I'm not speaking nonsense to you. When you burn in hell, you remember me.
When ufunuku university, kotu suga hamba in wazobachena ngalum sindi swafigayo.
I don't say don't go and study. You can study as much as you like. But if you haven't started where you should start, telling the godless that God has come to save them, you're more stupid than an S.
Angisho ukuthi ungayi kuyofunda kodwa mawuqala ngalokhu uyikona okusemqoka mawuqala ngalokhu ungakaqali ngalokhu ukuthi utshena abantu ngoJesu hawu ngithi hawu udomi ngaphezulu kwembongolo
futhi maye kuwe uma ufiqwa ukufa ungakasebenzi lo msebenzi kodwa uzowenza kanjani uma engaphili la vula uthi Nkosi ngena kimi ngibe umkhombe wakho
and woe is you
Jesu.
Well, if you die and you haven't gone out and to tell this marvelous story, and maybe you say, well, I haven't experienced it yet. Well, then open your heart that Jesus can come in and be born in your life. Call out to the Lord. Tell him you're on this ship that's sinking or this prison where you're going to rot and die. And ask him to come into your life to save you. And he will. Let us stand and pray. If you don't have the strength, you can stay seated.
Ngiyathandaza ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi laba bangakahlangani noKhisimusi bazo uKhisimusi ngekhanda bephana ngezipho kodwa ukuthi uJesu uNkulunkulu ehlezulwini angena enhlizweni asindise siphume esikepini sezono siphume ejele awuNkosi bakhawukele uLokhisimusi ungafani nabanye uKhisimusi.
Lord, we pray for all those that haven't experienced Christmas, those who haven't been saved from that sinking ship and out of that terrible jail, those that may have the theory and know the theory of Christmas but haven't experienced it, that you will show them grace and mercy. Those who haven't been forgiven their sins, or that you will change them, that they will become new creatures. That their mouths will be opened.
Dala ukuthi loKhisimusi ufane noKhisimusi wase Bethlehem.
May this Christmas be like that Christmas in Bethlehem.
Amen.
Amen.